that we all have in common. Amen. I love worshiping and praising God. Amen. That is my joy. Amen. That is my true joy. Amen. And serving God. Amen. Have no song today? Okay. We're going to pray for Sister Bonnie and her frogs. Amen. Amen. We love her. Amen. And we're going to continue to keep her in prayer. You know, they have a request before the Lord to deliver them from these demons that's trying to discourage them. Amen. Just keep them before the Lord. We all know their request. Amen. So we just keep them before the Lord. Amen. We're going to hate to see them leave, but you know, the Lord, the Lord knows, and He provides for those that are His. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're just a small little church here,
yes.
And no matter what comes or goes, we're still going to preach and teach the truth, and we're going to live for the Lord. And I truly believe that He will take care of us. And He will send willing workers. Amen.
Amen.
And in saying that, I just want to segue into saying welcoming Brother
Victor,
right?
Yes.
Into our midst. Amen. I heard him say that, you know, he has some property up here. I don't know how often he gets up here, but we want to extend a welcome to you anytime you are in the area, and don't feel like you don't have any place to go. You have a family here.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I love about Jesus. You know, you can go all around the world, or you can go across the street, and you still have family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we at Hilltop welcome you anytime that you want to come and worship with us. Amen. If you get up here enough, you might even become a member. Whatever the Lord say. Amen. Amen. Whatever the Lord say. We do. We enjoyed EJ. I can't get enough. Amen. That's just seeing EJ when he was little, you know, and I look at it now, he's growing into such a young man. Amen. He's looking more distinguished. He, you know, got his hair cut. He looks like a young man. And he's just to see how he's growing and developing and maturing. It just makes me happy to know that, you know, he has guidance in his life. He has leadership, man. He has direction. Amen. And to see him playing the instruments, amen, the drums and the guitar, and just participating, amen.
Yes.
I love it, man. Just keep it up, EJ. Keep it up, amen. And just follow your heart and your dreams, whatever they are. Amen, amen. And Victor, again, thank you for being there and teaching them. Amen. Amen. And so many of our young people get lost in they lose their way in life because there is no one to teach them. There's no one to show them the direction that they should go. It's like I've heard a lot of people say that people are having babies so young, it's like children raising children.
Yeah.
Amen. They just don't know how to raise children anymore. Mm-hmm. Amen. So there's no family unit. There's no structure. So we as believers, we have to take over and give them direction. Amen.
Amen.
Can't say enough about how much we appreciate men like you that step up.
Amen.
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 I didn't have much to talk about. I was asking the Lord to give me something to say today. So this is what he laid on my heart. I'm going to exercise the three B's. Amen. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be quick. And we'll be seated.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. Mostly, I'm just going to give you some scriptures. If you have a pen and a piece of paper, I encourage you, I implore you, I ask you to please take these scriptures down and in during the week read these scriptures.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's see. The first one is going to be Ezekiel 37. And I'd like to read, like for you to read verses 3 and 4. Ezekiel 37, verses 3 and 4. Amen. The next one will be St. John 1, verses 4 and 5. Then we're going to go to Genesis, the beginning, 2, verse 7. Ezekiel. And then St. John 1, 4 and 5. Ezekiel 37, 3 and 4. Yeah, I'm just taking my time so you can get these scriptures. And I'm just going to elaborate on them a little bit. But most of all, the Lord asked me to ask you to read these scriptures in your own time so that you can grasp what it's talking about. Amen.
Amen.
You got Genesis 2 and 7?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one will be, we'll be back in St. John. This will be chapter 6, verse 63. 6 and 63.
John
6
and
63. St. John 6 and 63. And we're going to stay in John. Amen. John the Revelator. Amen. John had a lot to talk about. Amen. Well, St. John 8, verses 31 and 32. Then we're going to continue on in John 17 and 17. Then we're going to go to everybody's favorite book in the Bible, ones that people don't like to talk about much. It's Revelations. Revelations 2 and 29, and also 3 and 6. Revelations 2, 29, 3 and 6. Amen. While we're getting those scriptures, we want to go before the Lord in prayer and offer Him some prayer for our understanding of His Word today. Father God, we honor You with our for Your love and Your tender mercy and kindness. Lord, we ask you to open our minds and our understanding to your word, Lord, that we might get it down in our heart so that we won't sin against you, Lord. We ask you to just be with us and like I said, open our understanding so that we can have the key to going to heaven, which we all striving to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All those scriptures I gave you has a thread that is running through it, which if I was going to use a subject today, it would be life is in the Word and the Word of Life. In Ezekiel 37, verses 3 and 4, it says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Life is in the word, and the word of life." Amen. As we examine the words of the prophet Ezekiel, we see that he is having a vision about the restoration of Israel. Amen. Restoration is bringing about something that is dead, something that is no longer. Amen. It's about bringing Israel back to its prominence, back to its place in God. Amen. And if we take the natural sense of Israel being restored, and we look at what is to come, it won't be completed. This prophecy won't be completed until Christ returns and sets up his kingdom here on earth and calls his chosen one back to him. Amen. Life is in the word. Amen. Even the dry bones, even those things that do not seem like they have life. Amen. St. John 1, verse 4 and 5. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see in John that life and light. Amen.
Yes.
John is writing about the life as it represents salvation and deliverance through Christ. Amen. The light is Jesus. When he reveals in his revelation of God, amen. And also the light is when he has called all men to accountability. Once you come to the light, you have accountability.
Amen.
Amen. There is no more darkness. Amen. You come to the light. Amen. And then let's go to the beginning in Genesis. I'm trying to tie all this together so that you can see where the life is in the Word. Amen?
Amen.
And the Word is life.
Yes.
Amen. In Genesis, back in the second chapter, seventh verse, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground."
Yes.
"And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life."
Yes.
"And man became a living soul."
Hallelujah.
I envision man being created. I see an artist, amen, like a artist with a clay. He takes it and he forms it, he molds it. God took Adam.
Yes.
He formed him and he molded him out of the clay, out of the ground.
Hallelujah.
Adam was beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. God created. He was an artist. He created this man.
Yes.
But as long as he just laid there, He was nothing.
Hallelujah.
But then a beautiful thing happened.
Hallelujah.
God breathed the breath of life.
Amen.
And this creation became
a living
soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for his breath of life. I thank God for his spirit. Because without it, we would still just be on the canvas.
Thank you.
Amen. Life is in the Word. Amen. Let's go to St. John. Amen. Like I said, John had a lot to say. Amen. He had some visions. Amen. That God showed him that no one else could see. Six and 63. It says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth; the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life."
Hallelujah.
Amen. I just read. We just heard in Genesis where God breathed the breath of life into men, into man. Now here Jesus is teaching the disciples about who he is.
Man.
And what he is all about.
Yes.
Amen. And even in opening people's eyes and understanding, there is going to be some people who will not believe.
Yes.
Everybody's not going to be saved.
Amen.
Jesus chose 12, and one of them was the devil.
All right.
Yeah. Moving on to St. John 8, 31 and 32. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Sounds like our confession of faith, huh? Amen. If you believe, and you continue in his word, then we will know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth is what sets us free from sin.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's the truth.
St. John 17 and 17. says, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have a word here of inerrancy, which means that God has revealed, so what God has revealed and inspired is accurate, it's reliable, it's authoritative, and it is without error.
Yes.
Amen. The scripture is God's inspired word.
Yes.
Amen. It is without error because God is without fault.
Amen.
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 God is not like man. He does not have faults. So with the scripture being the inspired word of God, it's like a book that reveals the character of the writer. God is the writer of the Bible.
Yes.
Amen. There's many men who wrote the actual pen on paper, but they were inspired by God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. I want to get to the last scripture here. Amen. Revelations, the end. Amen. Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. We talked about Genesis where he breathed life into Adam and he became a living soul. Now in Genesis 2 and 29 it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
Yes.
In case you didn't get that, let's look at Revelations 3 and 6. That also says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Yes.
It repeats it because it's necessary for us to get it.
Amen.
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 You have to repeat things for people to get them.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about something that every person, every sane person wants, amen, but is unwilling to prepare for, and that's life. Life is in the word of life. The secret of life is in the ability. Again, let's think about Revelations 2 and 29 and 3 and 6. Is to hear and obey the word of God. Amen?
Yes.
Many people only hear the voice of the preacher and fail to obey because they don't really know what he's talking about.
Yes.
They don't know who's talking.
Yes.
I'll put it that way. Their frame of mind, their attitude, and the observance of the outward appearance, many times they glory in the flesh. Amen. When a preacher is fluent with his tongue and he has the dramatics that make you get up and listen. You don't listen to what he's saying. You just listen, looking at his actions. Amen. You're not listening to the word. And many times, they glory in the flesh. And it puts men in the wrong frame to hear the voice of God. When you're looking at the man, you're not hearing the voice of God.
Yes.
God said that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Then there are those who, through trouble, despair, and many times, just because somebody is praying for them.
Man.
I heard Brother Victor say he was in the military for a while. I, too, was in the military for a while. And truly, truly, I believe it was the prayers of the saints
Amen.
That brought me through.
Thank you,
Amen. It was the prayers of the righteous that brought me through.
Amen.
Amen. Because somebody was praying for him. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes they do actually hear the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They know it is God speaking to them even when they're in a crowd of people.
Amen.
Sometimes when it's just a few people. Sometimes when you're just alone. But they tend to push aside. And to kind of blot it out of their mind. You know, I just don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. And just put it off and just kind of adopt the, I don't want to hear that attitude. Because of something that the flesh wants to do.
Yeah.
I just want to do this one last time. I just want to have some fun in my life while I'm young. But when you realize, and I hope you do, that everybody has to come the same way.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody has to do the same thing that you've done.
Hallelujah.
And you will ultimately realize that it's best to obey God's voice.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Life is in the Word.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Word of life.
Amen.
Told you, didn't have much to say, but I'm being obedient. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Stay faithful.
Amen.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I enjoy life is in what?
In the Word.
In the Word. Thank you, Jesus.
Word.
I love
you.
Trust me, Jesus is not going to come back again. And go through what he went through the first time.
Amen.
So we don't get it the first time. We just don't get it.
That's right.
You can say, oh, I got to go down there again. I got to come out of a woman's body again. I got to walk the earth 33 years because they just don't get it.
All right.
No, Jesus ain't coming back again.
Not happening like that.
The day that he went back into the heaven when the disciples saw him go up, he couldn't wait to get back home.
All right. All right.
He couldn't wait to get back home. So he brought his word. Huh?
Amen.
Uh-huh. He chose a real nosy disciple. Who is that disciple?
Luke.
Luke was the nosy disciple. Come on now.
Scribe.
Y'all
Amen.
Know?
Scribe.
Thank God for Luke.
Yes.
Amen.
He followed Jesus.
Huh?
Huh? Right. Jesus just spoke, and when Jesus spoke, Luke wrote it down.
Wrote it down. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And then after that, when he went back home, the disciples had to what?
Come on.
No, I mess with you. I give you a quick. What they had to do?
They went into the upper room.
What did the disciples have to do? The disciples and all the apostles that came behind and decided what they had to do.
Well, they were also commanded to preach and teach.
Yeah, their job was to carry on.
Carry on, yes.
You know, I'm going to mess with you.
I knew that. All right.
Their job was to carry on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
And they had to actually move other parts of the world. They had to travel.
They traveled. They spread it around. They hid in caves. They lived in caves. Priests, huh?
Yes.
Paul had to come, and he had to define the word of God.
All right.
See, when Jesus was here, a lot of people, they didn't get it. Yeah. Some of the disciples still didn't get it.
Yeah. That's right. You know?
But when Paul came, he defined it.
Yeah. All right.
He started when?
Came in after the Holy Ghost.
In Acts. He started in Acts.
That's
thank
right.
you, Jesus.
Okay.
And he carried on to all his epistles, went on, and he said, you know, those people didn't get it, so I got to show them what Jesus was saying.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Life is in the Word.
Hallelujah.
Do y'all think when that baby come out of that mama, do you think the doctor brought life in that baby?
No.
We hear it.
The
baby start crying, didn't
That's
it?
Right.
Who did that?
God
is yet breathing the breath of life in babies.
Amen.
Sometimes he might scratch his head. Should I do that? Because this world is so what?
Wicked.
Backwards.
Backwards.
Backwards. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. But God, he bring them in the world, and he protects them. Thank you, Jesus. Bring them in the truth. Thank you, Jesus. So the life is in the word. That's good. We got the map. Thank you, the map. Yeah, we're glad for Victor coming. Thank you, Lord, for the service. Thanks, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. We're here. We don't have no pressure here.